It's the B-side of the record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. And as we just heard in our newscast, continuing unrest in Ukraine over a decision by the government there to align itself with Russia rather than the rest of Europe. Canada has just announced that it's closing its embassy in Kiev, Ukraine, following more violence. Yesterday, at least 25 people died in that violence. Our Canadian correspondent, Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, joins us to talk about that and other issues having to do with Canada. Vaughn, welcome.
Hello.
What did the government of Canada? Yeah, what did the government of Canada say when it announced it's closing the embassy?
There's a recording at the embassy in Kiev saying the embassy's closed for security reasons. Apparently, some of the protesters tried to take refuge in the Canadian embassy. It's not clear whether they're still being sheltered there or not. Canadian officials still on the recording offering to help people, the Canadians who were there. But the embassy's closed for security reasons, and we've just got a dispatch indicating that our Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, who's in Mexico for a NAFTA summit, is expecting to meet President Obama, who's also in Mexico, to discuss the possibility of a joint North American statement on sanctions against the Ukraine. As you know, there's so much concern over the violence, over the possibility of a civil war breaking out in Ukraine, that the European Union is also discussing sanctions.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this Three Amigos meeting between President Obama and the leaders of Mexico and Canada taking place in Toluca, Mexico. What does your president, Stephen Harper, want out of this summit?
Well, I think, as I said now, I would think the concern is going to be that what's going on in the Ukraine will overshadow some of what goes on in Mexico. Canada has a very large number of Ukrainian citizens or people of Ukrainian descent. I think it's the largest number of Ukrainians outside Ukraine and Russia or live in Canada, well over a million people. So it's obviously a major issue for Canada. The NAFTA summit that is going on in Mexico, and it's the 20th anniversary of NAFTA, so it ought to be a cause for celebration, but there's a certain amount of tension. There's tension between Canada and the United States over Keystone Pipeline, and tension between Canada and Mexico because this country arbitrarily, as Mexico sees it, brought in a visa requirement for Mexicans. We did it because of a large number of refugee claims we were getting from people who were coming through Mexico and then coming to Canada. Mexican government thinks we should lift it. They say it's not fair and one-sided, but no indication we're going to do that. So what could have been a happy occasion, I don't think anybody's going to be talking necessarily about the Three Amigos after this one.
Well, it's interesting to hear that there are these tensions between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, three countries that with the North American Free Trade Agreement have been fairly collaborative, at least when it comes to trade. How has the relationship, do you think that these issues that have arisen are extraordinary or the things that will probably be solved?
Well, you know, they have so much to do with domestic political considerations. Canada concerned about the number of refugee claimants it was getting that were coming in through Mexico, which is why we brought in the visa control. Of course, the dispute between Canada and the United States over pipelines has as much to do with American domestic politics as it does to do with trade. And, you know, you'd know better than I would whether or not there's tensions between Mexico and the United States, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are. Against that backdrop, NAFTA has been a big success. I mean, trade has increased dramatically with all three countries. Canada feels the trading relationship is a little one-sided with Mexico. We take a lot more goods from Mexico than they take from us. But really, as a global trading bloc, NAFTA has grown in the 20 years. And I think all three countries can point to a lot of successes as well as the source of the tensions.
Vaughn, I understand it is expected that there be one issue that all three countries will be agreeing upon at the summit in Mexico, and that's a continent-wide trusted traveler program. What is that?
Yeah. So if you go across the Canada-U.S. border, Blaine, you'll know there's a Nexus lane going in each direction, and you get yourself registered as a Nexus border crosser. You get preferred access whichever direction you're going, as long as everybody in your car has the same pass. And it speeds crossing of the border, especially for people in business, especially for people who go back and forth a lot, to people who have recreational property, people who are going south for cross-border shopping. We may as well acknowledge that, too. And the discussion between the three countries is developing the same kind of access, the same kind of security pass, an expedited crossing that would apply to all three countries. So that, you know, if they're looking for things, they want to point to some successes when the summit is over. That would be one thing. Another thing that they may well be able to do is expedited air travel between the three countries. That again would be, it's not so much an issue between Canada and the United States, but a three-way air travel thing would be an improvement.
Speaking of shopping and tourism for that matter, the Canadian dollar has dropped to 91 cents against the U.S. dollar. How's that affecting border shopping, and are you seeing more Americans going to Canada with their strong dollar?
It's a little early for the news to have penetrated through to the tourism industry. I don't think we've seen data on that yet, although, you know, British Columbia Ferries may report that over the summer, and some of the big tourist resorts here start reporting soon. The dollar dropped very, very quickly, so it's taken a while for the news to penetrate. But there's been a couple of surveys out in British Columbia recently indicating that British Columbians say that they're less likely to go across the border to do, you know, to go to a casino or do some shopping to pick up groceries. Some of the economic advantage of lower prices in the United States has already been erased by the 10% drop in the currency. And as I said, it happened so fast that it's surprised a lot of people. But it's also, you know, given people kind of sticker shock, too, when they get their visa bill when they get home.
Finally, Vaughn, it's just been announced that the Canadian men's Olympic hockey team will play the U.S. team in Sochi, Russia, in the Olympics. What's your handicap on that?
Well, the Canadian team was clinging on by its fingernails all morning, the entire country on the edge of its seat, playing Latvia. I think most Canadians weren't even aware that Latvia existed, never mind had a hockey team. Canada managed to eke out a very narrow win there, 2-1. So that may argue for a heck of a game between the United States. As you know, there was a big upset this morning when the Russians got knocked out of the finals for Olympic gold. So, yes, Canadians expect their team to win, but I would say we may be in for a fairly competitive run. And, of course, you get past the United States, you've still got to face the winner of Sweden and Finland. So
that's right.
It could be a very good series.
We'll talk about that next week, Vaughn.
Bye-bye.
Thanks much. Our Canadian correspondent, Vaughn Palmer, a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. This is The Record on KUOW.